The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Soronto.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorantos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio, and has listeners in all 206 countries in the world, and every single state in the U.S. The station is licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and SoundExchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio, with exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's guest is Vishwa Ganesh. He's a singer, songwriter, music producer, dancer, drummer, and an independent artist who makes music for the fun and thrill of it. He enjoys each and every aspect of the content creative process, be it a movie, YouTube video, or brand new track.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Vishwa. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure, to be honest.
Oh, you're welcome. So what do you like? Forget the triple threat. What do you like, a quadruple threat here? Sounds like you're doing a little bit of everything, right?
Well, one thing I gotta be honest with, I like doing a lot of things. Like I like to learn something that I don't already know. So let be it, you know, doing drums or, you know, doing some keyboard or the music production or anything that's interesting to me. I like to, like, you know, completely immerse myself in it. So yeah, I do a lot of things.
Awesome. What is the thing you find the most captivating? That you always come back to, that you always just, you know, you do everything, but this is just the one thing that you just can't wait to do, and you always find yourself doing it.
Ooh, good question. I would have to say music production, because right now I'm still a new artist. I'm still new at this music production thing, but every time I do a new cover or I do a new single or anything, I always want to try something new. Like, obviously, I'll use whatever I've learned from my previous release, all the knowledge into a new one, but I want to always try something new, even if it's just adding a new sound or if it's just a new way of processing the vocals or anything. I just want to try something new. So yeah, definitely music production.
Okay. Did you have a family that was musical or creative in any way?
Yeah, for sure. My dad was like really into singing, like not like in a super professional way, but like he would always listen to every single song that came out in his era and like so try to write down the lyrics and like by heart it like every day. And yeah, like so my dad is into music. My mom is actually a really good singer, even though she doesn't sing a lot. She's really good when she does. And my brother is also into music. So yeah, I would say the whole family is somewhere related to music in some way.
Okay. And are there any famous musicians that you admire?
I know it's going to be a huge cliche and like, you know, like everybody would say this, but I kind of admire Justin Bieber. Well, not for that. Oh, his songs are catchy or all that. It's just that every single song that he does is completely different than the one that he's done before. So like, I kind of admire that, because that's something that I would like to do as well. Like, even though I want to have my signature sound or like my signature something, I still want to be able to, like, you know, do something completely out of the completely new, completely out of my usual usual style or whatever, and have people actually like it. So yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a great influence, and I think he certainly went through his share of troubles, but you look at him and he's like 25, 26, and he musically, I do the same thing. I always try to do something different, and he definitely does that. He collaborates with almost anybody, so I totally respect exactly. the stuff he's done. Yeah, I think you're onto something there.
Exactly, yeah. That's basically what I was talking about. So, yeah, that I really admire his work.
Yeah. When you look at any musical memories that you have, what's your fondest musical memory in your house, in your neighborhood, in school? What's the one thing that stands out to you?
Ooh, that would have to be my first ever concert kind of a thing that I did. It's not really a proper concert, but it was sort of a show that we did. I'm actually in Muscat right now, Muscat, Oman. So we used to do the show, you know, before COVID and all of that, where we would sing a lot of famous Indian songs in a show that's for, like, it's free for everyone. Anyone can just come in. So we would do that kind of a show almost like every year, like around March, April. So the first ever show that we did, that has to be like one of the biggest things that happened in my life and that I would never forget. Because even though I don't admit this, I act all cool and like I act like I'm calm, but I have a little bit of a stage fright, and all performances that I've done prior to that, we're all like, you know, small audiences, just like a few people here and there, some friends, maybe like a little bit bigger group than just friends, just that much. But that was the first time I had to perform in front of like, you know, thousands of people. Like, there were a lot of people out there. So definitely that would be like one thing that I would never forget.
Okay. Is there something that helps you get over your stage fright? Certainly that's something a lot of people struggle with. And if there's some advice you have to some of our listeners, how do you think they can handle that?
Well, one thing I would definitely say is don't, like, if you make a mistake on stage or whatever, don't show it. Like, if you mess up a note or you mess up the words or whatever, don't show it. Keep going and, like, because for the audience, they'll only know that you messed up when you show that you messed up, when you actually stop or like you stumble and you go like or something like that. That's when they know that you actually messed up. If not, they just think that's part of the routine and just goes on. So yeah, I would definitely say that, like, don't let them know.
Yeah, I think you definitely hit on something there. I think the most common thing is people stop, or most people don't know if you hit the wrong note or if you sing something a little flat. Most people are just kind of vibing to it, and they, you know, you pointing it out isn't going to help your situation, I think.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us a little bit about your family. What you told us a little bit about their influence, but do you have any brothers, sisters? Have they kind of challenged you as you're going through this journey?
Yes, I have an elder brother. He's 4.5 years older than me, and he definitely challenges me in everything. Every single way, starting all the way from, you know, speaking proper English, all the way to, you know, anything musical or literally anything. So from when we were a kid, my brother and I, we did everything together. So like we got into music together, we started dancing together, we even started learning instruments at the same time. It was all at the same time, like regardless of the age, it was the same time. So if I were 8 years old and my brother was 12 and he started guitar, I had to start keyboard. It's like it was always together. So it's always that one-up thing that keeps going on with siblings. Like, oh, I can do you better. Oh, no, I can do this better. Like, you know, it's always a one-up thing.
Yeah.
So definitely in every way, he's a challenge. And that's something that I really have fun with.
Yeah. So Bob, one of our listeners is asking if you've ever collaborated with your brother. You guys ever done a song together or something?
Definitely, I have more than one occasion, to be honest. We've released like around 8 or 9 songs with an Indian record label called Times Music, and one with another one with a sister company of T-Series. So we've released music with all of them, and almost every song that came out with those record labels was a collaboration. Like, we did it together.
Okay, that's great. You're doing a lot of different things now. Anything you have in the works that you want to share with us that you're going to be releasing in the next month or two?
I have a lot of covers that's coming up. So This is how I work. I usually start learn everything or I put everything to practice on covers. And if something works out or like, you know, some kind of production or some technique that works out in covers, I then implement that on my originals. That's how I work. So I have like two or three covers coming out in the next 2 or 3 months. And after that, I go back to originals, like because I just released my latest song, Told You So, like about a month ago. So, yeah.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about your strategy with your songs, your dance. Tell us a little bit about how you spend your average week and what you focus on or how you figure out what you're going to focus on.
Okay, that's kind of a tricky question, but a good question nonetheless. So this is what I do. For me, doing some songs or dancing does not happen separate. It happens together. So like if I'm writing a song, if I'm vibing to it and like I can think of some dance moves, that even it's pretty wacky, but even if I get some dance moves, then I know that I'll actually put my like 100% into that song, because if I'm enjoying it, then I know for a fact that people will enjoy it as well. So I put everything I have into it. But my average week would have to be just, you know, I wake up in the morning and then I say, well, whatever I feel. Yeah, for me, it's not like, oh, I'm going to work on a song today. It's I'm going to do it on tomorrow. It's never like that. It's always I just go about my day as usual. Like, you know, I wake up, I do my routine, eat my breakfast, watch a movie, something like that. And if at any point in time I get some ideas, like any ideas, I start working on that. And while I get some ideas, if sometimes I get into a stalemate, like I don't know what to do afterwards, like I'm stuck, then that's when I, you know, just play some random songs and like dance like crazy. That happens. That does not go into any of YouTube videos or anything. That just happens for myself. Like I get all the stress out and then get back to work.
Yeah.
That kind of helps a lot for me.
Tell us a little bit about touring. Is it something you've engaged in? Obviously, COVID probably affected it a little bit, but is it something you did? Is it something you're going to do?
I've never gone on tours. Like, I'm not that big of an artist yet, but I've never gone on tours. That's something I really want to do someday, like really, really want to do someday, especially because I have performed in kind of a little bit medium big stage over here, and I would like to know how I would fare in a bigger stage. I just keep challenging myself even more. So yeah, touring is definitely something that someday I hope to do.
Okay. When you look at the songwriting process, how does it start for you? Does it start with a drum groove, a melody, lyrics, music? Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, for me, it's always a melody. Like I would get maybe the hook or just the first two bars of the song. Like I would just get anything that I can work with. So the thing is, I get like around, like I get a lot of ideas together. So it's like all mushed up together. And like I got to dissect that in my brain and like kind of figure out which one works. So usually it goes like this. I get an idea for a melody, completely at random. I get an idea for a melody, and then I put it down on my laptop. Like I just play it on my keyboard and just, you know, go record it just there. And then is the long process. That melody, I don't just fix on, oh, this is going to be a guitar, or no, this is going to be on a keyboard, or this is going to be on a synth. No, I literally go through every single instrument that I have in the software instruments option that I have. Like I go through every single one of them to see which one works best. And if I find something that works amazing, I keep that and then I build a song afterwards. So it's always the melody first, and then on top of that, I put on a basic beat, which I 90% of the time I keep changing because, well, I don't like it. But for that moment, I put on a basic beat, and then as the song goes and as the melody even goes after that, I start writing the lyrics. So that's basically how I do it. I do it like together. Like I don't do it like I finish a whole song. Like I just put down a whole song with the beat and everything, and then I go for the lyrics. I don't do that. I kind of find that constricting, because then I would have to fit the words for that specific number of bars or whatever. So for that, I would just, you know, I would go on, write the words, write the lyrics as I produce a song, and yeah, continue and then go through to the end.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the typical connections and how important they are that you try to make in this busy, busy, crazy, competitive universe called music?
Connections with other people or just with myself, or what kind of are you looking for?
Whatever you want to tell us, people, fans, anybody.
Okay, one thing that I focus on while making my mobile, making any track that's mine, is I like telling a story. Like, I like to envision a character and a scene and then go on with that, like, you know, like how you shoot a movie. I like to do that with a song, which is basically what I aim to keep up. Like, I want to do that because it's so much fun to do. So that's one thing I really want to keep, because I feel that even if I don't completely resonate with everything that happens to that character, somebody out there, like a person who has no idea who I am or no idea who I even exists, stumbles upon my music and they can actually relate to it. That's something that I hope to see happen someday.
Okay.
Like somebody out of random just texting me or, just, you know, DMing me or whatever, just saying, oh, hey, I listened to your track. This is amazing. It really helped me out. Or, like, you know, this really hit really kind of spoke to me or something like that. Just to know that, you know, out of my friend circle, there's also a completely new, different group that wants to check out my work.
Yeah. Okay. One of our listeners, Andrew, is asking, what's the worst mistake you ever made?
Ooh, good question. That's actually a really good question. The worst mistake I ever made was give up on a project that was actually really, really good. So this is something that I did about a year ago, where that was the first time I wrote my first song. Like, I wrote it, I produced it all the way to the end, I did it. Then out of nowhere, like just one random morning, I wake up, I listen to a track, and I hate it. I hated every second of it. I hated it. I hated the melody. I hated the words. Like, it didn't fit. It just sounded weird. I didn't even keep a backup of it. I just completely wiped it out. Like, I don't even know what I was thinking. I just completely deleted everything. And then 2 days later, I get the same hook idea in my head, but it was too familiar. Like, it was too familiar that I was like, wait, no, was it a song that I'm trying to copy, or is it like, I don't get it. Then that's when I realized that it was that song, that it was actually good. It was just the lyrics that was a problem. So, like, if I just deleted the lyrics and rewrote it, then maybe I could have had a proper song. And now I kind of forgot the melody and the lyrics and everything. And yeah, that's basically the biggest mistake I've made. Stupidest at that.
That's all right. Interesting. So tell us about this song we're going to hear in a couple of minutes here. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it when we listen to it?
Ooh, okay. So the song that you're going to check out is called Soju So. This song has a pretty interesting story behind it. This is the one that's following the song, my previous release, that's called The Rainy Days. And that was kind of in a darker kind of tone. It had a kind of darker tone to it. And this one, I wanted to do the complete opposite. Like, I want to tell a story that's not very happy. It's kind of, it's a little here and there, but I want the melody and I want the beat and the way of song, I want that to be energetic. I want it to be kind of, you know, groovy. That was my entire plan from the start. So I started off the song with, like, you know, like winning a competition and, like, you know, or something like that, like winning something around that kind of a idea. I played around the idea a little bit here and there, like, you know, I put down a few lines and all that, and it was terrible. I honestly did not like it. Like, I like the idea of, you know, like, you know, telling someone I told you so, or that kind of an idea. But I didn't like the way, I didn't like the direction the project was headed in. So I completely scrapped the lyrics and I restarted the song. Like, the melody was still there, I just restarted the lyrics. And that's when I got the interesting idea of told you so. Like, you know, like, I told you that this would happen to you before. So I was like, wait, that's something I can play around with. I put it down. And that's when that's when this whole thing came into play. So Told You So is basically about when you're the guy or a girl, whatever, when you're the guy and you're like on the hook. Like, there's a girl who keeps you on the hook but she loves someone else. She's just that, you know, that not right now kind of situation. So you're basically in that situation and you want to, like, you're sick of it. You're tired of it. You've been in there for so long. You're always an option and not the choice. So you're pissed off. So you're just giving it up and you're saying, I'm done. I'm done with this shit. I'm done with this. You hate him. I mean, you love him, but you also hate him. But every time he does something wrong, you come to me. But you never value what I do for you. So goodbye. I'm done with this. See you later. That's kind of the theme that I was going for this single, but I wanted it to be happy. That was the music to be happy.
All right, man. All right, let's check it out, everybody. Check out Vishwa's song, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. So here we go.
Another fella, cause he's the one that you got all up in your mind.
Hey, call him baby, I'm just a maybe.
I guess we're not meant to be.
I don't wanna say it, but I told you so. He's not the one that you can trust, cause I was in years ago. You say you love him, but you call me when you feel alone. Why am I a tool for jealousy? I don't wanna say it, but I told you so. He's not the one that you can trust, cause I was in years ago. You say you love him, but you call me when you feel alone. Why am I a tool for jealousy? You only deserve the best, but you pick the first guy in a sweater vest. He may take you places like the ball and dress you up like a Barbie doll. Remember your 21st birthday, the time he slipped down and went to Santa Fe. You call me crying at the end of the day to take your ass somewhere far, far away. We talked as we drove away from toxic thoughts and heartbreak, swerving from lane to lane as we put aside our pain. Why am I the one being used when he's the one who's playing you like a fool? Now I'm done with the stupid game. Let's walk away and never ever meet again.
Yeah, I hate to have to say it, but I told you so. He's not the one that you can trust, cause I was in years ago. You say you love him, but you call me when you feel alone. Why are you so prone to fallacy? Hate to have to say it, but I told you so. He's not the one that you can trust, cause I was in years ago. You say you love him, but you call me when you feel alone. Why are you so prone to fallacy?
Well, that was an interesting song. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad. I really hope everybody likes the track.
So tell us a little bit. One of the questions I like to ask everybody is about scams. Tell us about any scams you might have fallen for or one you want to warn us about so we can all protect each other.
One that I've fallen for. I usually am really really careful in this kind of thing, but I haven't fallen for any yet, and I hope I don't. But there is one scam that it was on my email junk box, and I immediately marked it as phishing kind of thing. So it was basically the wife of a veteran in South Africa, and she wanted to send me money to keep in my account, which I will have to send back to her after like a month or two or something like that. And I forgot her name, but it was really weird and very sketchy of an email. So I immediately just, you know, marked it as phishing, and then it just disappeared from my email inbox. But yeah, that's one thing I would warn everyone about.
Yeah, that's Yep. Those emails and faxes, I would avoid those too. All right. What's your favorite jam of all time? One song.
One song? Have you heard of Serhat Durmus?
I have not, but tell us about the song.
So there's a song called I'm not getting the songs okay, the name in my head, but it's almost any song that he makes, or it's all trap, it's all like, you know, heavy trap kind of a song, but any song that he makes, I just, you know, I instantly love it. Like, I just keep listening to it on repeat for like 5-6 times like for the first week every day, and then it goes into my playlist, and like every time that song comes up, I don't skip. Like, I make sure that I listen to it all the way through. I keep forgetting the one of the best songs of that he made.
Okay. That's okay. Tell us about what you got planned. You already told us a little bit about your music. Anything you got in the plans for some of the other stuff you do, like the dancing?
It's been like about 2 or 3 years since I stopped taking professional dance lessons. I really want to go back to it. Like, I really miss going to classes, like, you know, just practicing that in a proper way. Like, not just, you know, me doing some wacky moves at home. I want to actually go and get better at that too. So, like, you know, if in the future, like, I can finally make a big music video wherein I can dance throughout the video, then I really want to do something like that. So, yeah, definitely sometime in the future, I will be going back to dance lessons and just getting back to it. It's been a while. I want to get back to it.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your website, your socials. Where can people buy your music, stream it, watch you, YouTube channel, anything you want to share with us?
Sure. I don't have a website yet. I will be making one pretty soon. Like, that's already in the works. I want to actually get a proper website set up and has everything, including my contact info and everything. But yeah, people can check out my music on all streaming platforms. It's there everywhere worldwide. Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Pandora, Tidal, anything. It's there everywhere. And yeah, basically it's just my name, Vishwa Ganesh. You can check out my music. And yeah, you can definitely follow me and check me out on Instagram. I post all my updates, including any future releases that come out, that I announce it first on Instagram, and then I take to Twitter and everywhere else. And yeah, I have a YouTube channel as well, where I do vlogs and skit videos on top of music videos and all that. It's the same, it's under my name, Vishwa Ganesh, everything is the same. And yeah. That's basically it. It's all everywhere.
Okay, that's great.
And if not, it's just Google search away. It's just, you can go, you can Google my name, and then you get everything. It's easy to figure out.
So, last question for you: do you have a hidden superpower or a spirit animal you want to share with us?
Hidden superpower. Okay, this is something that, you know, people would think is completely bogus, and people just call me out on it and just say that's complete garbage, but I've noticed this happens a lot, wherein if I think about something too much, like if I completely start thinking, oh, tomorrow I'm going to be a millionaire, or day after tomorrow I'm going to, you know, do this or that, or something that I completely focus all my attention to, yeah, the opposite happens. Like, it just doesn't happen at that time. That has been happening to me ever since fifth grade, where starting all the way from my exams. Like, if I do well on a test, if I say I do well, I do terribly. If I say I did poorly, I get a really good grade. So it kind of works for me. I don't expect anyone to believe it, and being completely honest, the first time I even openly admitted it. But yeah, that's something that's kind of weird, and yeah, that's kind of a superpower.
Okay.
Opposite power.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Vishwa, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It's been an actual blast.
Thank you so much for having me. This is super fun. Like, honestly, super fun.
Awesome. You're welcome. So to any listeners out there, if you know anyone who wants to be on the Songwriter Show, please just have them reach out to me. I invite anyone to reach out, and I want to thank you as a listener for listening tonight. I know your time is special and precious, and thank you for sharing a little bit of it with me. I hope everyone's unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show. And tonight I'm going to leave you with one of my songs called Another Day with a Broken Heart. It's a sad pop rock song about a man with a broken heart. He's tried everything, but he realizes they're just too far apart. And another day goes by. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you next Tuesday night. Have a great night, everyone.
With you under the sun, always had so much damn fun. Friday night alone with your smile, under the stars making out for a while. Fast forward to where I am today, hard to realize how much has gone away. Another day with a broken heart, we're just too far apart. Another day goes by, I'm just so empty inside. You packed your things and gave a shout, slammed the door by your way out. Wish I didn't feel that breeze, wish you stayed and forgave me. Fast forward to broken heart, we're just too far apart. Another day goes by, I'm just so empty inside. Another day with a broken heart, we're just too far apart. Another day, broken and blue. My life is nothing without you. I tried everything I could, tried to get you back for good. I swear I'm a better man, waiting for you to give a damn. If our love was sassy, I'd be feeling so jazzy. Another day with a broken heart, we're just too far apart. Another day goes by, I'm just so empty inside. Another day with a broken heart, we're just too far apart. Another day with a broken heart, maybe I'll make a brand new start.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.